It's time to get your Football Friday night kicked off with the Coach Steve Airey Show on Classic Hits 101.7. The voice of the Bombers, Brad Haworth, will join Coach Airey to talk about Mountain Home Bomber football coming up next on Classic Hits 101.7.
At FNBC, we've been focused on community for over 100 years. To us, that means providing products and services that meet our customers' needs. It's that kind of community and customer focus that brought me to FNBC. Hi, this is Melanie Britt, and I'm proud to be a part of the FNBC Community Banking team right here in Mountain Home. I invite you to stop by and pull up a chair at our office, located at 102 Highway 62 East, to see how we can help you with your banking needs. You and FNBC, better together.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Civil engineers design, construct, and maintain large public works, such as roads, bridges, and buildings. That's what Strider Consulting does. They help plan and design for the future of our area and are proud to support our local community. The Strider Consulting team is excited to support our local Bomber sports teams, FFA, Bomb Squad, and more. Strider Consulting is proud to cheer on all Mountain Home Bombers and congratulates them all on their hard work. Strider Consulting, engineering for the future.
We at Coleman Family Dentistry want to see your whole family smile while cheering on your favorite sports team. That's why we have opened a second convenient location in Cotter. With services designed for children 3 and up, we are a place the whole family can get their teeth checked. We have state-of-the-art equipment, technologies, and two great locations, all giving you plenty of reasons to smile. Call Coleman Family Dentistry today and meet Dr. Brad Coleman, Dr. Kyle Barton, and the newest member of the family, me, Dr. Austin Wilkie.
The Bombers are working hard for success. This is Mike Stockton, financial advisor at FSIS Group. When you work as hard for your money, you don't want to take chances with risky investments. We believe in informed investing and will help you find investments that align with your goals. For sound investment advice, call us at 870-701-5160. That's 870-701-5160, located in Mountain Home. FSIS Group is not a broker-dealer and is independent of RJFS. Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC, life well planned.
The Locker Room is your hometown sporting goods store. Whether it's business, team, or personal, no order is too big or small. The Locker Room, they do it all. Hats, t-shirts, and jackets. Locally owned and operated, The Locker Room specializes in screen printing, monogramming, trophies, and major label sporting apparel and accessories. Show support of your favorite team with their personally customizable masks. The Locker Room, proud supporter of the Mountain Home Bombers. The Locker Room, Highway 62 East, next to Pizza Hut of Mountain Home. Go Bombers!
ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty provides dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The work ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They will be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!
Need a little good news in your life? Well, here's the deal. State Farm has new lower car insurance rates in Arkansas, so you can now get the service and convenience of State Farm agent James Boyette at an even better price. That's right, State Farm can help you save more cash and get the good neighbor service you deserve. It's the real deal for car insurance. State Farm agent James Boyette is ready to help you save at Mountain Home. Call James today at 870-425-4540. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Do you know where your money goes when you give to charity? At the Salvation Army, 82 cents of every dollar stays to help those in need in our community. Hi, I'm Major John Robbins. The money we raise helps people in the surrounding five counties, including Baxter, Marion, Sharp, Izzard, and Fulton. You can help by donating your unwanted items and by shopping at the Salvation Army store. Those in need get assistance with rent, utilities, sending kids to camp, and many other things. When it comes to this charity, the Salvation Army always helps those in our community.
For over 50 years, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic, from parts for automobiles to parts for mowers. They have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Family-owned and four generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home. 425-5040.
At Arvest Bank, we know our teachers have superhero powers. They're capable of caring beyond belief, can monitor and adjust even faster than a speeding bullet, and their extraordinary efforts to make the most of every year for our students is amazing. We love our teachers, and Arvest Bank wants to help you show your love by awarding your favorite teacher $500. Visit Arvest Bank on Facebook during the week of October 5th through 11th to learn how to nominate your favorite teacher. We'll be awarding 10 educators in Baxter, Boone, and Marion counties with $500 each to show our love. At Arvest Bank, we love our teachers and think they're super.
Well, welcome into week four of the high school football season. The Bombers opening conference play tonight in Lake Hamilton. We'll talk about that game in just a moment. First off, we're going to look back at last week's win over Batesville. And, Steve, my goodness, what an exciting win last Friday night at Bomber Stadium. That was a lot of fun.
That was a lot of fun. I thought we took some growing steps. I thought we grew up a little bit. We just kind of figured out how to finish the game.
But we'll talk about it more later, but what was your message at halftime? Because we saw a different team come out of that locker room at halftime.
Oh, it was real simple. They got 35 points on the board, and we handed every one of them to them. Blown coverage, kickoff return, two picks, another blown coverage. I mean, five plays, 35 points. Hey, we just clean it up, play some defense, take care of the football. We're going to be fine. We'll be right back in this thing for the night's over. And that's how we went about it. And it started with, you know, coming out and getting a stop and putting in our first drive. And we just knew he was going to chip away at it. So been there before, done it before. There was no frantic button on our end as far as the coaching staff goes. If we just do what we're supposed to do, we're going to be fine.
We're going to talk about the offense here in a little bit. Obviously, there were some mind-boggling numbers put up last week. I want to start with the defense, though, because it kind of got overlooked Friday night. But you had some big stops in the second half, two, three and outs in that fourth quarter when it was you were still behind. Some huge plays.
I think we had five on the night, five three and outs, something like that. And that's good when they're not moving the chains and you're winning the field position battle. And like I said, we played okay in the first half. It was just we had a big long touchdown pass right in the beginning over Patterson, and then we had another blown coverage late. We knew they was going to throw the third and long. We knew they was going to throw the throwback screen there. Had two guys on it. I think Moses tried to pick it rather than defend it, and Colby didn't see it at all. So I had two guys on it. We failed in that situation. And that one went to the house. So you take two plays, and we were solid on defense in the first half.
Yeah.
You know, everybody talks about second half, but we would have been solid in the first half. Those three scores were special teams and interceptions, you know, the other ones. The points makes your defense look bad.
Right.
But they weren't as bad as the numbers show.
Definitely not. No. Well, let's talk about the offense. My goodness, what a fun night, a ton of yards. And you can't say enough about Bryce McKay and the night he had.
Oh, he had a phenomenal night. You know, kids play this game all their life and never have nights like that. So I think he went over 260 in the rushing and 260 in the passing. So the young man puts up over 520 yards offense. That's crazy in one night.
That's video game stats.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. And he looked like Michael Vick out there just running through and over and around and then throwing the ball on top of it.
You know, it still amazes me he didn't get the player of the week in the Arkansas Democrat Gazette this week. I just knew he was going to win it.
Well, he definitely had to be in consideration.
Yes, I'm surprised he didn't. Well, let's talk a little bit about that first half. You talked about Batesville going down and scoring. I like the way you bounced right back. And you had a good first drive, couple of first downs. The second drive, able to get some points on the board, and Gage able to cap off that touchdown drive. It was a short win, 35 yards, but you took advantage of it.
Yeah, I felt like we took advantage of every opportunity there in the second half. I didn't think we really left anything on the table. I thought our offensive coaches, our offensive personnel was just awesome in the second half, and our kids were resilient. We didn't make any mistakes. That was key to that, and we got right back in it.
It's a 24-14 game, and you able to score the touchdown in that first half and pull back within three. That was the first touchdown pass to Logan Walker. It was a nice pass, that 49-yard pass play.
Yeah, and you know, It's just one of those deals. You need a few big plays at night, and we got one right there. And the big plays are critical.
They are.
Critical times. They either break you down or they enhance you or speed you up. And that was one of those deals right there where it was a game changer for us.
Logan didn't get the start on defense last week, so he can concentrate more on the offensive side. It paid off. What, 7 catches, like 160 yards, a couple of touchdowns?
I believe it was 7 catches, 160 yards, and then he had like 130 yards in receiving, or I'm sorry, return yards.
Right,
as well.
Yes.
So he had a big night in returns. He had fresh legs was good to him.
Definitely so. So halftime, that's after they get the pick six, and then the interception that set up the short touchdown run. So you go in, it's 38-21 at halftime. You mentioned briefly your message to the young men. What was the atmosphere like? I mean, were they down at that point, or did they realize, hey, we've made some mistakes and we can come back?
I think they kind of get it. I know they're at least starting to get it. We did the same thing the Harrison game. We didn't play really clean the Nettleton game and got it done, but we ever clean things up around here, we're gonna have a nice little football team, I think.
You betcha.
But they're doing a better job of receiving us and receiving coaching, and I'm proud of them. Their heads didn't drop. I didn't see any of that. I still don't see kids limping off the field making excuses. They're beat. They're hurt. Whatever excuses they used to make around here, but. Hey, they're tough kids, and they're getting it done right now.
We'll talk more about last week's victory in just a moment when we continue with the Coach Steve Airey Show on Classic Hits 101.7.
Community banking means investing in our community. At Centennial Bank, we invest our time and energy in helping our friends and neighbors grow, explore possibilities, and achieve their dreams. We proudly sponsor the student athletes of the Mountain Home Bombers. So whether you're in the game or in the stands, we support the things that mean the most to you because you mean the most to us. We're Centennial Bank, Arkansas's community bank, member FDIC.
Life can be difficult to manage under normal circumstances, but with the current challenges posed by COVID-19, depression and anxiety levels for many are higher now than ever before.
And if you're feeling overwhelmed by the recent guidelines and headlines, reach out to the team at Families Inc.
Families Inc. is still scheduling telehealth and face-to-face office visits to help patients find safe and healthy ways to cope with the coronavirus.
Visit them online at familiesinc.net to locate your local clinic. Families Inc. is here, as always, to help you shape a healthier, happier life for you and your family.
Getting away from it all has been incredibly important these past few months. Creating memories with family in a nice, safe recreational vehicle is also an amazing way to socially distance. Sounds like your own little piece of heaven, right? Ideal RV has known that secret since 1971, offering not only great new and used RVs, but also full-service maintenance, repair, winterization, and storage facilities. For the ideal memory maker, it's Ideal RV. Call Ideal RV, Highway 5 North, 481-5400.
To win in sports, you must focus on your strategy as the game changes. The same is true of investments. Chad Beshears, your local Mountain Home Edward Jones financial advisor, can help. For all of your investment needs, call 870-425-6364 or stop by the office at 1410 Highway 62 West. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC.
The best treatment begins with the best diagnosis. And Drs. Tom Knox, Russ Rawls, and Jason McConnell at Knox Orthopedics provide excellence in orthopedic care by basing their practice on this philosophy. That's why you'll find state-of-the-art diagnostic equipment, like the new magnetic resonance imaging machine at their clinic, and why you can rest assured any surgical procedures and recommended therapies for your degenerative condition or injury are going to produce the best possible outcome.
Knox Orthopedics continues to carefully follow prescribed guidelines for patient and staff safety.
I told you that front tire needed air.
I know, Dad.
Where's the tire iron? I told you, always keep a tire iron and a jack.
I know, Dad. I got it. Roadside assistance is included with my shelter insurance auto policy. It's one of the reasons you told me to get it. Remember?
Maybe you do listen after all.
At Shelter, listening to you is what we do best.
Shelter Insurance just announced lower auto rates. See Agent Scott Tabor for more details.
The time is now to come see why Nisari Home Mortgage was voted the number one mortgage lender in the Twin Lakes area 6 years in a row. We have the expertise to fill your mortgage needs. Whether you are a first-time home buyer, a refinancing, or seeking a VA loan, let us help you get to the end zone. Cheer those Bombers and give us a call at 870-425-8351 or visit nisarimortgage.com. NMLS 136034, Equal Housing Lender. Go Bombers!
Time. It's a commodity that's always in need yet can't be bought. What if you could have more time enjoying movies, games, and your favorite television and streaming entertainment simply by switching to Next, powered by NAEC? Plus, you'll get service you trust from local people right here in our community. Now is the time. Visit MyNextFiber.com and have more time for the important things in life with Next, powered by NAEC.
Nearly everyone is looking for and finding joy in the simple pleasures of home. Home cooking, homegrown, homemade everything. With Farmers and Merchants Bank and the Bank of Fayetteville, even home mortgages and home refis are comfortable with online applications and our specialists by appointment. Go to mebanking.com. Easy as pie, homemade or not. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
We continue with the Coach Steve Airey Show, and Steve, you come out in that second half, and like I mentioned, just look like a different team. You get the three and out, and then you take the ball and stick it in the end zone on that first drive, and really, Batesville had no way to stop us in that second half, did they?
No, they didn't have an answer for us. I don't know. I spent so much time in that tent trying to make defensive adjustments and telling the kids what's coming, what's our situations, how we're going to handle it. And you just try to keep them full of confidence and doing the right things. I miss a lot of offense in the duration of a night.
Uh-huh.
But, yeah, we just kind of did as we pleased. And they got tired, and we looked like we're in a little better shape, and good things happened.
Obviously, like you just mentioned, you take care of the defense. The offense that you're running around now and what Darren Ackland's doing with the offense, I mean, able to run and able to throw, and you got a quarterback that can do both, it just makes it a nightmare for defenses, doesn't it?
It does. We try to pound the rock and hit you right in the mouth. We've got a good read game with Bryce McKay. He's going to read you and make you wrong. And then on the other end, we can put the ball in the air and put our guys in space and give them a chance to be successful as well.
Let's talk about the after the game was over, because I tell you what, I've seen two Friday nights in a row here at Bomber Stadium where people have lined up just outside the track and made a little alley for the players to walk through to get back to the locker room. They're cheering and going crazy. I don't know that I've ever seen that before. It's a fun atmosphere.
It is a fun atmosphere, and I hope that at some point that everybody embraces winning, because that's what's getting ready to happen around here. And I hope it's the best gig in town. I hope everybody enjoys it.
Well, I guarantee you the whole town's talking about Bomber football right now.
Well, that's the plan, is to bring you guys a winning product. And I surround myself with a bunch of good coaches, and the kids are well-coached, and they're going to be well-prepared. We just got to have a few good off seasons under our belt right now and get our young kids strong. And, hey, we're going to give you a good product on down the road.
Let's talk about the statewide coverage. I mean, you're getting some coverage in the media, the newspapers, TV, radio, across the statewide, getting some statewide coverage. That's big for the program.
Yeah, it's big, and I think it's just we're probably getting it more because of people probably rooting for us a little bit.
Right.
They want to give us some notoriety and attention for not being what we was and kind of – stepping out there a little bit and doing things a little better. I don't know, but recognition is always good, and we're going to get more of it. The better we get, they're going to be talking about us. That's what we want. We want people talking about us.
You bet. All right, we'll take a break. We'll talk about the opponent tonight, Lake Hamilton, when we continue with the Coach Steve Airey Show here on Classic Hits 101.7.
At Arvest Bank, we know our teachers have superhero powers. They're capable of caring beyond belief, can monitor and adjust even faster than a speeding bullet, and their extraordinary efforts to make the most of every year for our students is amazing. We love our teachers, and Arvest Bank wants to help you show your love by awarding your favorite teacher $500. Visit Arvest Bank on Facebook during the week of October 5th through 11th to learn how to nominate your favorite teacher. We'll be awarding 10 educators in Baxter, Boone, and Marion counties with $500 each to show our love. At Arvest Bank, we love our teachers and think they're super.
Getting away from it all has been incredibly important these past few months. Creating memories with family in a nice, safe recreational vehicle is also an amazing way to socially distance. Sounds like your own little piece of heaven, right? Ideal RV has known that secret since 1971, offering not only great new and used RVs, but also full-service maintenance, repair, winterization, and storage facilities. For the ideal memory maker, it's Ideal RV. Call Ideal RV, Highway 5 North, 481-5400.
Financial investments are very important, but so are the investments of time, patience, and encouragement our young athletes receive from their coaches, teachers, and mentors. Chad Beshears, your Mountain Home Edward Jones financial advisor, understands this. That's why Chad Beshears is a proud sponsor of the Mountain Home Bombers football team on Classic Hits 101.7. For all of your investment needs, call 425-6364 or stop by the office at 1410 Highway 62 West. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC.
As one of the leading counseling practices in Arkansas, Families Inc. provides mental health services on an individual, couple, family, and group basis. We offer a variety of therapeutic services for children, adolescents, and adults. Our licensed health professionals assist patients in resolving conflicts with others, understanding feelings such as anxiety and depression, and providing emotional support. If you or someone you love is hurting, give us a call or visit us online at familiesinc.net because life is meant to be enjoyed.
I told you that front tire needed air.
I know, Dad.
Where's the tire iron? I told you, always keep a tire iron in a jack.
I know, Dad. I got it. Roadside assistance is included with my shelter insurance auto policy. It's one of the reasons you told me to get it, remember?
Maybe you do listen after all.
At Shelter, listening to you is what we do best.
Shelter Insurance just announced lower auto rates. See Agent Scott Tabor for more details.
The Locker Room is your hometown sporting goods store. Whether it's business, team, or personal, no order is too big or small. The Locker Room, they do it all. Hats, t-shirts, and jackets. Locally owned and operated, The Locker Room specializes in screen printing, monogramming, trophies, and major label sporting apparel and accessories. Show support of your favorite team with their personally customizable masks. The Locker Room, proud supporter of the Mountain Home Bombers. The Locker Room, Highway 62 East, next to Pizza Hut of Mountain Home. Go Bombers!
ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty provides dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The work ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They will be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!
Civil engineers design, construct, and maintain large public works, such as roads, bridges, and buildings. That's what Strider Consulting does. They help plan and design for the future of our area and are proud to support our local community. The Strider Consulting team is excited to support our local Bomber sports teams, FFA, Bomb Squad, and more. Strider Consulting is proud to cheer on all Mountain Home Bombers and congratulates them all on their hard work. Strider Consulting, engineering for the future.
We at Coleman Family Dentistry want to see your whole family smile while cheering on your favorite sports team. That's why we have opened a second convenient location in Cotter. With services designed for children 3 and up, we are a place the whole family can get their teeth checked. We have state-of-the-art equipment, technologies, and two great locations, all giving you plenty of reasons to smile. Call Coleman Family Dentistry today and meet Dr. Brad Coleman, Dr. Kyle Barton, and the newest member of the family, me, Dr. Austin Wilkie.
COVID-19 has presented a number of challenges, and unfortunately, identity theft is one of them. FNBC is proud to offer cobalt checking with ID Protect to defend against fraud. ID Protect gives you regular access to 3-in-1 credit reports, credit monitoring, and much more. Should fraud occur, ID Protect can help you restore your credit. Stop by one of the 11 locations or visit online at fnbc.us. There's only one you, and cobalt checking at FNBC helps keep it that way.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Certain rules and restrictions apply.
Well, we continue with the Coach Steve Airey Show. And, Steve, of course, Lake Hamilton tonight, the Wolves are off to a 3-0 start, ranked in the state in Class 6A. And this is going to be probably the most physical team we've seen so far this year, isn't it?
They will be the most physical team we've seen up to this point, absolutely.
Well, let's talk about them. First off, offensively, we're going to see them run an offense that we don't see much of anymore, but it's effective for them.
Wing T is almost a thing of the past. Yeah. Very few guys run it, and it's usually the older guys. You know, it's been in business a while. But the thing is when they do that, then they run it well. The number one thing that I take away from the wing T is it's hard to defend.
Yeah.
Kids can't run it if they don't run it, you know. They've got an answer for everything. They've just been doing it a long time, and they're really good at it. And their kids are really physical and bought in, and you create a toughness there that you don't get with a lot of spread type personalities.
They've only attempted 12 passes this year. Now, some of that may be because they're without their three-year starting quarterback, Lane Warwick. He broke his collarbone in the preseason, so they're with their backup right now. But they've got Owen Miller and they've got Tevin Woodley in the backfield. Both All-State players last year, over 1,000 yards last year. And I tell you what, from what I've seen, they've got even better this year, haven't they?
Those running backs are as good as they get. Yeah, they play for anybody, and they got three of them back there.
Okay. Yeah, that's right. The Martin kid is too, Kendrick Martin. Yeah,
they got three of them back there, so they got a three-headed monster. All three of them can run. All three of them are big. All three of them are physical. They block for each other, but shoot. They're going to come at you left, right, and up the middle, and you better be solid in every area.
They got a pretty good lineman, too, with Chase Jessup getting some offers from Big 12, SEC schools. He's a good one, isn't he?
Yeah. They got him. I got him down last year's, I think, 6'4", 290, and this year it's 6'4", 275. So he's probably trimmed off a little belly and got a little more solid, and he's probably a better football player than he was last year. He looks really good on tape.
So you talk about the wing T. What do you have to, from the defensive side, what do you have to do to try to slow this down? Because they do a lot of things out of this.
You try to get your kids knowledgeable of what a wing T offense, what they're doing, you know. And they're basically taking what you give them. But they've got everything that they're going to give you misdirection. They're going to give you window dressing. They're going to pound you with the fullback right in the mouth. You're going to see the buck sweep where they're pulling those big guards on your little DBs, and it's just a mismatch. And they're going to run a double handoff, which is going to be their counterplay. But it's just right at you, football, and then misdirection. And, you know, misdirection is deceiving.
Yes.
So they get your kids watching window dressing, and boom, it's hitting you right in the mouth. You know, you got a guard trap, and you're right in the A-gap. So anyway, we're just trying to get our jobs and understand where our eyes need to be, what our assignment is. They're going to run about five or six different plays. It's not real complicated, but they're going to run it in multiple ways with multiple looks and multiple motions and multiple shifts and all those things. So and they get you thinking about all that other stuff, and it's really just coming right at you.
Yeah. Defensively, again, we're going to see something we haven't seen yet this year, aren't we?
We are. We're going to see it's more of a split four look kind of. You know, you get a defense, you know, four down linemen, you need four linebackers. DBs are probably most physical of the whole team. Those guys are really physical out there. They'll hit you. Defensive line is big. Linebackers are big. It just seems like everything about them right now is big and strong. You can tell they've really taken a lot of pride in their offseason, in their weight room. And you know, from out and home to play that type of football, that's what we're going to have to be. We're going to have to be guys that like the weight room and show up every day. And if you're going to beat people like that, you're going to have to put the same type of product on the field, you know, big, strong kids. And I really think we want to play a good game. We're going to get in there, hang in there with them, and we won't be there in the fourth quarter for sure.
We'll take a break. We'll talk more about the matchup with Wolves in just a moment. You're listening to the Coach Steve Airey Show on Classic Hits 101.7.
Community banking means investing in our community. At Centennial Bank, we invest our time and energy in helping our friends and neighbors grow, explore possibilities, and achieve their dreams. We proudly sponsor the student athletes of the Mountain Home Bombers. So whether you're in the game or in the stands, we support the things that mean the most to you because you mean the most to us. We're Centennial Bank, Arkansas's community bank, member FDIC.
Can you imagine that there are kids who don't have enough food for dinner, who don't have clothes for school, who live in houses without electricity? Hi, I'm Major Michelle Robbins, and on behalf of all the kids at the Salvation Army, I want to thank you for being so generous to the Salvation Army. Because of you, the Salvation Army can make a difference in the lives of so many in our community, including kids. Thanks for helping us do the most good.
The Bombers are working hard for success. This is Mike Stockton, financial advisor at FSIS Group. When you work as hard for your money, you don't want to take chances with risky investments. We believe in informed investing and will help you find investments that align with your goals. For sound investment advice, call us at 870-701-5160. That's 870-701-5160, located in Mountain Home. FSIS Group is not a broker-dealer and is independent of RJFS. Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC, life well planned.
For over 50 years, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic, from parts for automobiles to parts for mowers. They have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Family-owned and four generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home. 425-5040.
Need a little good news in your life? Well, here's the deal. State Farm has new lower car insurance rates in Arkansas, so you can now get the service and convenience of State Farm agent James Boyette at an even better price. That's right, State Farm can help you save more cash and get the good neighbor service you deserve. It's the real deal for car insurance. State Farm agent James Boyette is ready to help you save at Mountain Home. Call James today at 870-425-4540. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Dr. Tom Knox, Dr. Russ Rawls, and Dr. Jason McConnell of Knox Orthopedics, No. 3 Medical Plaza, are pleased to announce the Association of Orthopedic Surgeon Dr. Don Franklin III. Dr. Franklin is now accepting new patients. Bone and joint repair, sports medicine and injuries, or conditions related to aging are specialties of Knox Orthopedics, where they're committed to improving your quality of life. Make your appointment at 424-3400 or visit knoxorthopedics.com.
The time is now to come see why Nasari Home Mortgage was voted the number one mortgage lender in the Twin Lakes area 6 years in a row. We have the expertise to fill your mortgage needs. Whether you are a first-time home buyer, a refinancing, or seeking a VA loan, let us help you get to the end zone. Cheer those Bombers and give us a call at 870-425-8351 or visit nasarimortgage.com. NMLS 136034, Equal Housing Lender. Go Bombers!
Life is a highway, a data highway these days, and users want to drive on it all day and all night long. More time at home has certainly meant more data consumption. In the confusing world of how much data we need to stream our videos, play games, or simply stream our favorite TV shows and radio station, Next, powered by NAEC, is the name you know and people you trust. Don't get in the data traffic jam. Get Next, powered by NAEC, internet, phone, television. Visit MyNextFiber.com.
conversations about real estate include some discussion about location. You know, the saying about three important things, location, location, location. With Farmers and Merchants Bank and the Bank of Fayetteville located throughout Arkansas, we're ready to help you take advantage of the lowest rates in years. New mortgages and refis made easy as pie, or easy as pie, depending on your location. Go to mebanking.com, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
We continue with the Coach Steve Airey Show. Steve, of course, non-conference is over now. We start conference play tonight. How important is it, especially this year with COVID, to get a win and get started on the right foot here with the conference game tonight?
Well, obviously, you want to win every conference game. Then one of the reasons they have conferences is they have things they call conference titles. So that's always going to be our goal, is to bring Mountain Home a conference title. And we're going to get into week one. We know we feel like the meat of our schedule is our first three conference games, mm-hmm. with Lake Hamilton being the first one. But, we want to get in there and set the tone, and hopefully we can upset somebody and be in the driver's seat.
You bet.
That's where you want to be, is in the driver's seat of a conference championship. So this is our first step, and it's an important step.
All right, I got to ask you, I've heard something about Bryce McKay and his shorts at practice. What's the deal with this?
You know, coming into last week, Bryce is a good football player. Uh-huh. But he's a common man. He puts his pants on like we do, one leg at a time. And he showed up last week, and he's just tearing it up. He's completing every ball and looking like Johnny Manziel. He's just phenomenal. And I look at him, and he's taking snaps, and he's got his shorts on backwards. I said, I know why you're so good today, Bryce. Is your shorts are on backwards. And he looks at me. I don't think he knew that it was on backwards at all, you know. So anyway, he had a great day, and he come out the next day. His shorts was on backwards again.
There we go.
He had another great day. I said, man, you don't need to change nothing. He goes, no, I'm wearing my stuff backwards Friday night. So, anyway, he goes off Friday night. His shorts are still backwards in practice right now. He's in the groove. We're not changing anything. And I've nicknamed him Captain Underpants. He was Friday night? Fearless Friday's Player of the Week last week.
Yes. Uh-huh.
So put up astronomical numbers, and he's a lot better ball player with his pants on backwards.
Just keep him that way the rest of the year.
Yeah.
All right, back to the game. First off, any injuries, anything to talk about there? Or?
No, we really don't have any injuries.
Good.
You know, everybody's going to be dealing with COVID and sickness at this time.
Right.
And that is not public knowledge.
Yeah.
So we're not even going to talk about that.
Gotcha. All right. Well, let's talk about the keys. What do you have to do to beat the Wolves tonight?
I think we got to play our best game of the year.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we had a breakdown on special teams. We had a breakdown in coverage. We had a couple interceptions. We just got to eliminate mistakes. If we can play a clean football game, that's what we're striving to do. I mean, this is week four. It's time to quit looking like it's week one and week two, and mistakes. You make those mistakes early in the season. We're getting mid-season now. It's time to get to mid-season form. Get rid of some of that stuff, and let's become a good football team, the team that we want to be.
Yep. Should be a good one. Good luck tonight.
Hey, thank you.
All right, Coach Steve Airey, we'll take a break. We'll join you live from Lake Hamilton High School coming up on Classic Hits 101.7.
You've been listening to the Coach Steve Airey Show. Join us each Friday night at 6 to get the latest information from the head coach of the Mountain Home Bombers on Classic Hits 101.7.